All right, thank you. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pac-12 Coaches Teleconference Call. Up first, we'll go to Colorado coach Mike McIntyre. The Buffs are home Thursday night to take on UCLA. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
Our first question is from Danny Moran with the Oregonians.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing good.
Hello?
You doing well?
Good.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. I have a question just about defense. It seems like there were a couple times this year it's been brought up pre-snap defensive shifts, confusion as to whether, you know, it's the calling out of cadences or snap counts versus just a normal call for a defensive shift. Is this something, do you think the rule is clear on what defenses can and can't do, and are officials, I guess I won't ask you if they're doing it properly, but just is that rule clear?
Yeah, the rule is clear. You can move and all that, but you can't simulate a move with a noise that's similar to a snap count.
It's very, very clear.
It's just hard to get sometimes because it's hard for people to hear it and that type of thing.
It's hard for officials to sometimes regulate it or check based on the noise level within the stadium. Is that a
stadium
fair assessment?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And just lastly, what percentage of teams in the conference would you say, you know, aggressively shift their defense before snap?
I don't know. I really don't know. I know it happens every once in a while, but I don't know.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Your next question is from John Wilner with the San Jose Mercury News.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Have you found a correlation at all between playing fast on offense and finding a way to protect your defense, you know, from being on the field a ton, keeping them healthy and rested?
Yeah, we've done a good job at that this year. And also, it's also the way you practice. You know, I'm a defensive-minded guy, so, you know, we still have a tight end in our offense. We still do power game. We still do all that, and I think that helps your defense because you can't – I don't think you can just go spread all over the place all the time and play fast all the time and get your defense ready to play. And so the way we practice and the things we do in fall camp and spring practice allow us to be good on defense too.
Have you – kind of evolved your thinking over time as you have become more and more into playing fast?
Yeah, I have evolved a little bit. The way we practice too, offensively and defensively, helps us on that also. But, you know, we play at altitude here. It makes a big difference. And then also being able to play fast, you can get your offense in a rhythm. And then there's times that the defense doesn't line up right. And all of a sudden there's a huge gap to run through or, you know, a bust in the coverage. I think that helps us. And then conditioning-wise, I think it definitely helps us be in better condition because you're in condition when you come into fall camp, but then you add into the way we practice and the amount of reps we get even better conditioned.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, John.
Your next question is from Yogi Roth with the Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Yogi. How you doing? Did you have a good run this morning?
Well.
Did you go for
I
a
did,
run down
I
the
did.
Beach? All right.
I did. Yep,
good.
I got it in. Got it in.
All right.
Curious, I know that, you know, the season's a long way from being over, but, you know, the first CFP ranking is going to come out today, and your guys' recruiting class is at least projected as one of the tops right now. What will it mean to get mentioned in that ranking if that does come out for your program, even if it's just a unique milestone for you guys, knowing there's still obviously a mark left in the season?
Yeah, there's a ton of season left, and, you know, what I've been telling our guys is they've made our program good again. You know, the last 4 weeks here, we could make it great again if we finish the season like we hope to. And so that's our plan to do and taking it one game at a time. But as far as the recruiting side of that anytime your name can get out there in those type of media outlets – that the kids see over and over, it definitely helps. Even when your name runs across the bottom where you're playing the game that week and you're in the top 25, it runs across more. That, to me, helps a lot.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. star then the number one to ask your question.
Last chance for any questions for Coach.
We have a follow-up from Yogi Roth with the Pac-12 Network.
Coach, curious what the vibe is like on campus. I mean, it seems like it's just going to be rocking on Thursday night with obviously a big school, and you guys have a lot of L.A. kids just as students.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting on campus. The students are coming to the games and enjoying it. Our kids feel the vibe around campus and around town. You know, when they go out to eat or see people, it's exciting for them. At the same time, I tell them, as they're patting you on the back, remember, just keep patting you on the back to motivate you, not to make you think you've arrived, because we definitely haven't arrived. But it is good for our guys to get that for sure after as hard as it has been for the last couple of years.
If you think back to a couple of years ago when you guys were playing and it was a Cepho kind of Anthony Barr pseudo scuffle there, what do you remember about that? And now kind of reflecting upon that and the competitiveness about your whole team and every phase of that game and being potentially illustrated then with Cepho when they got into it a little bit.
Right. Well, Cepho was really a tough guy. He doesn't back down to anything. And I think that was part of, he has led our team in his toughness area and kept fighting and clawing and they take to what he does. And so I think that's a part of our DNA is our toughness.
Excellent. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That'll do it for you, Mike. Appreciate your time and good luck on Thursday night.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See you.